Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Yeah, still plenty to come. In the next hour, Wade Graham will join us. The Broncos, good win. Tyson Gamble is next. Triple M rocking the footy on a Saturday afternoon, just over an hour before kickoff. Manly taking on the West Tigers early today. We found out that James Graham has a funny feeling. It's a feeling that North Queensland and Newcastle, that Newcastle will get the job done against the Cowboys.
Wow.
What do you thought about that feeling? Do you get such
a
feeling?
I do not get that feeling.
I get almost the opposite feeling, to be honest. We're talking about that your Super League win in 2020. On the other side, in a Wigan jersey, was a guy called Jackson Hastings.
Yeah.
So you there at first. Now, are you surprised what he's brought to the Tigers since he got back?
Not at all. And I know I played with Jackson for Great Britain. But for me, it's not what he went and did with Wigan. It's what he actually managed to achieve with Salford over there. Now, anybody that follows the Super League close would know that Salford aren't one of the big hitters. They took a bit of a chance on him after his much publicised off-field issues, and he turned that club around and got them challenging for... He got them to the very first Super League Grand Final and did so well with them, was such a positive influence there. And I think, you know, it's great to see Jackson come back here and play his trade in the NRL and do so well, because, you know, sometimes you got to learn in life and things don't go your way and you're young and you make mistakes, and it looks like he's taken that scenario and that situation and gone, am I going to waste this talent? I've been given an opportunity here in England. No, I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to book my ideas up. I realise I'm talented, but what I'm doing away from the field and some things I've done in the past probably aren't quite good enough to get me where I want to go. So it was important that he went and learnt, and I'm very impressed with how he's come back and how he's applied himself. He's such an influential player now at the Tigers, and yeah, good on him for learning and taking his opportunity given to him again.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating as he goes back to Manly to play for the Tigers against that club where he was and had some issues, but he's hugged, I think, kissed and made up with DCE, which is terrific. All right, as we mentioned earlier, the Broncos 32 over the Rabbitohs 12, just a terrific performance from Brisbane. Everything seems to be going along hunky-dory at the moment. And Tyson Gamble joins us right now. G'day, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on also.
It must be a nice place to be at the moment up there. You're sitting snugly in the eight. Kevy Walters has got a smile on his face in the coach's box.
Yeah, mate. It's a very, I guess, good feeling to be winning games. We haven't won too many over the last few years, so... Myself personally, mate, I'm 3-for-3 this year, so I'm cheering.
and I guess what makes it even a little more sweeter, Tyson, is the fact that you went into Thursday night's game against last year's grand finalists without Payne Haas and without Capewell, and the young guys just really got it done.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I mean, Payne's a massive out for us. I mean, he averages over 200 metres a game, so it's a big one to lose. But I thought Paddy Garrigan coming back from an MCL injury was unreal for us. I'm not sure how many minutes he got through, but I think he played that whole first half. And yeah, full credit to him. He took it upon himself, really, to take us forward, and he did. And yeah, really helped.
Hey, Tyson, it's Jimmy Graham here. Congratulations on the win and the recent bit of form. I just wanted you to talk to us about Adam Reynolds and the influence that he's had on not just you as his halfback partner, but the entire group. We've spoken about some of the youngsters there. They need that level head. And just tell us exactly how Reynolds has been around the camp and what influence he's had on you personally.
Off the field, he's an absolute pest. Everything you hear about him is true, mate. He is a pest. But yeah, in the dressing shed, mate, and on the field, he's an absolute winner. I guess we haven't really had that over the last few years. He just brings a winning attitude, a winning mentality, and knows how to win. And I think it's infectious. Once someone gets it, it just gets around the whole team. He's so confident in himself and instills confidence in everybody else. I think you can see it in the field. Cobbo's only very fresh into his career and he's playing unbelievable. He just brings out the best in everyone, and it's obviously helping the team at the moment.
Tyson, Dave Riccio, mate. Not too many people would know your backstory. You actually made your NRL debut for the West Tigers back in 2018. Can you talk to us about how you made it down to the Tigers and then ultimately why you left?
I was a bit of a late bloomer, I guess you could say. I had my Queensland Cup debut when I was 21. And then later that year, I was signed to the Tigers, which was pretty nerve-wracking moving down there. First time living out of home. I had to do my own washing and cook myself. I wasn't a very good cook, which was very hard to deal with. But yeah, as you said, got my debut 2018 there. And then sort of had the one game that year. Didn't quite make it the next year. We had a change in coach because I was signed under Ivan. And then that off-season, he made the move to Penrith. And we had Madge come in. And at the time, I wasn't in Madge's future plans, I guess. And then mid-2019, I think it was, moved back up to Brisbane and was fortunate enough to be able to finish the year with them just on a train and trial deal and picked up development contract, and I've been there since.
And Tyson, what's your go-to dish when you're cooking?
Oh, mate, spaghetti bolognese. Easiest. it's about as good as I get, mate. I'm shocking, eh? You could put a list in front of me of what to do, exactly how to do it, and I'll stuff it up. I'm no good.
Well, that's called
no
a recipe.
Yeah, there you go. I don't even know what it is.
Tyson, you've gone from that train and trial contract to now being playing alongside Adam Reynolds. You must pinch yourself, but also too, how motivated were you at the start of this year? Because the Broncos have had a plethora of halves to choose from with Albert Kelly, Billy Walters. Obviously, Adam Reynolds has got one spot locked down, but it must have been a huge challenge for you to go, right, I'm going to make this six jump of my own.
Absolutely. It's I guess healthy competition is always good within a club, I think, and it's only helped us all. I think all three of us, myself, Billy and Albie, have all had a crack in the jersey. So we've all won games, but I think, yeah, I guess consistency is key with Reno. I mean, we can't keep swapping and changing. I think we just got to pick and stick. And these last 3 weeks, we've sort of shown a bit of consistency in our football. I mean, 2 weeks in a row there, we've scored sort of over 30 points, which is helps us a lot, gives us a lot of confidence. But yeah, the consistency within the spine, I think, is something that we need as a club. So hopefully Tevi keeps the same spine.
He's put his case forward.
Hey, Tyson, now that you're sort of in and around that top four, has that changed the way you guys are thinking as a group? Have you had any team talks or any meetings about, you know, really challenging for that top four come the end of the season? I realise it's only round nine now, but for most of us on the outside, it's a bit of a shock and a pleasant surprise to see Brisbane up there doing so well. But yeah, has that changed how you're going to view this season and where you want to finish?
I don't think so at all, mate. We knew we had the squad to play top eight footy. We always knew we were good enough. I think it was just finding the balance and what worked for us. And I guess with Reno coming in, I mean, he played a grand final last year. He's done it all in the game. And he's the exact player we needed, really. Him and obviously Cape's winning a premiership last year. It's, those two alone have sort of changed the way we think as a team, the way we train as a team. But yeah, to answer your question, it doesn't really change our mentality at all. I think we've just got to stay a bit level-headed, not get too far ahead of ourselves. I mean, I think we're tied eighth or sixth or something like that. So there's still a lot of footy to play, and we've just got to obviously stick to our guns and not stray too far off the track.
Hey, Tyson, we know Adam Reynolds doesn't mind a little bit of lip and a bit of chitter-chatter among his rival players, but I've noticed you're a bit of a passion player as well, like getting up in the grill of your opposition. You had a good running battle with Jesse Ramey, I think it was, last season, and you've kept that going. Has that always been a part of your game? You like to get up in the face of the opposition and ruffle their feathers with a bit of chat?
I think so. It's always been there, mate. I don't stop talking off the field, so it just happens naturally on the field. You put me underwater, mate, and I'll talk the ear off, honestly. My partner hates it sometimes, but she's stuck with me now, so. But yeah, I love it, mate. I love the confrontation on the field. It just, I guess it brings the best out in me. If I'm quiet, you can sort of tell I'm not playing my best footy. If I'm loud, if I'm sort of out there, I'm getting in people's faces. It just gets me in the game a little bit more, especially when things aren't going my way.
All right, Tyson. Well, you know, obviously make your partner happy, do a bit more cooking. Maybe you could expand from this bag bowl, throw a few different spices in there, get yourself a taco kind of scenario.
A burrito mix, something like that.
Just simple, but a little bit different, you know, and I think you get a...
I'll try.
Yeah, good on you, buddy.
I don't like my chances, mate, but I'll try. I'll try my best.
Great to talk to you, mate. We'll speak again soon. Well played.
Appreciate it, lads. Thanks for having me on.
He's a confident kid.
He's good.
Yeah, very good indeed. Tyson Gamble, speaking of confidence and good value, Wade Graham joins us next. Ryan Girdle, you're going to sit down for an hour before the 3 o'clock call. Enjoy.
Thank you, Tony.
It is the Saturday Scrum, doing it for King G.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.